And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Suicide Generation. Talk trash. Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was some vicious London garage punk for you there from Suicide Generation, from their second album that is, I think, just about to come out. It might be October. I'm not sure it's out yet. And you can find out more about them by going to their Bandcamp page, which is
suicidegeneration.bandcamp.com.
suicidegeneration666.bandcamp.com. Tony, probably the internet one, Tony nil. We will be playing more from that. I've had a listen through to it this afternoon and I'm obviously loving it. It's right up my alley.
Excellent.
Yes indeed. And I'm just saying now, where'd they come from? I think that's Dirty Water Records, I think now.
Okay.
I'm not confused. I think it is, because we've got a couple from Slovenly. You know, I get the two mixed up, don't I?
Yes.
We have a couple from Slovenly coming on later on in the show, but that, I believe, is from Dirty Water Records, a fabulous label, and hello to you. Tony, I've got some additional material.
Okay.
In the shape of a poem.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go as far as to say that Sussex Saint is starting to get more than a little arch.
Okay.
If you have a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner. If you've got a joke, do the same thing, but title your email Comedy Suburbs. Which is what Sussex Saint has been doing pretty much every week for the last 2 months. And I'm very impressed. Thank you very much, Sussex Saint. But I am going to read out the full bit. Now, you may remember last week, or certainly recently, it might have been last week, I did say lighten up, Sussex Saint.
I think last week your review was gay.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I've been a little hypocritical.
Nah.
Anyway, here goes. Hi Paul, this might not be a funny one. Don't start an email like that, Sussex Saint. Hi Paul, this might not be a funny one, but it's quirky, and I hope you see the connection and give this one a better review than the last one. It's called Lighten Up.
Okay.
Are you listening to my words? You say lighten up, it's quite absurd. I'm trying to lay it on the line. Watch your mouth when you're abusing my rhymes. Don't get stuck in the 90s or be a tourist. Dodge the critics when they shoot their bullets. I'm trying to make it worse and better with my poems or maybe a letter. Whether you like them or you don't, one thing's for sure, and that's you won't let the bastards get me down. Cheers, Sussex Saint. Very good poem there. Do you know what's very good, Tony?
Why is that?
All the song titles from last week's show in one easy poem. Indeed. He said, would I guess the connection? Obviously, I did straight away. I read it to you. You were obviously knitting or something.
I thought it was more like spitting rhymes. It sounded a little bit like rap, a bit like hippity hoppity.
Oh, did you just think he was being a bit harsh?
Yeah, I just thought he was a bit like spitting rhymes. Yeah, in it.
You're going to keep saying spitting rhymes until I say to you, what is spitting rhymes, Tony? Can you spit some rhymes at me right now?
Nope.
All right.
I
you did sound very
it.
Camp at the start of the show, might I say.
Did I?
It was a lovely hello. Yeah, I have another email here that I was going to read out now, but I'll wait till later in the show from Iron Mike. Should we do that later?
Yes.
Let's do that later then. Because I'd like to introduce you, Tony, to a band who are back together after a long time. Muster Parati, Tony.
Okay.
Helsinki post-punk revitalised for 2018. They were the original Finnish post-punk band in the same sort of, I don't know, same category as Killing Joke is what their press release says, but they're quite, it's actually fairly gothy and fairly post-punky, but also very good. And this is a track from the album, which I think is a re-released remastered album, but having no prior knowledge of Muster Parati, I'm afraid I can't be sure about that. But anyway, I think you'll enjoy it, Tony.
Okay, cool.
This isn't even a Fat Boy Are You Listening, because it's not a purely gothic moment. This is very much in the post-punk end of things. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to tell you that Muster Parati is spelled Mustapaarati, and it means in Finnish Black Parade.
Mm.
Yeah. What is Muster Parati's Bandcamp page?
Musterparati.bandcamp.com?
It's as simple as that. It's Tony Wong, probably in Internet One, and this is Today. still listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Master Palati. And today, from, as I say, this, I think, reissued, remastered album, certainly worth checking out. All the information you will find at their Bandcamp page. Tony, do you have any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
And can we say right now, hello to the Duke's Arms?
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Because I still haven't got down there, and I keep meaning to get down there, but I couldn't get down there on Sunday night as I had planned, because I had to get my car in for its MOT this morning.
Right.
Right. I'm glad we've got that sorted out.
Okay.
So what you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please click on to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do you like the page? Do leave us a comment? Do get in touch? Do you like to hear from you? Two comments this week.
Brilliant.
Leo McCallan's been in touch.
Hello, Liam.
Leo.
Sorry. Leo. Hello, Leo. Sorry. I thought you said Liam.
I probably did. He says, hello, gents. A long-time listener, but seldom contributor here. Do want to let you know that your efforts on putting together each week's show is much appreciated and enjoyed. Any podcast playing great tracks with a dash of mild quirkiness should definitely have its praise.
You've got to do it again.
No. Should definitely have his praises sung. Keep up the great work. That's on Leo. I don't think we have heard from you before, so thanks for listening.
If we have, it might have been under an assumed name or something, or we've just forgotten, we're not getting any younger. But thank you very much, Leo, for the excellent comment.
Yes.
You're absolutely right, of course. There is brilliant music and mild quirkiness.
That really has caught on somewhat.
Oh, I said mild quirkiness.
Yeah,
sorry.
I know you did.
Damn. Oh, I must stop saying mild quirkiness. Maybe. I promise to now.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Anne Kay's been in touch.
Anne Kay. How I love Anne Kay.
No, we definitely
My love
have
for Anne Kay is unconditional, Tony.
It is. She's been listening for a long time. In fact, we mentioned Podcast Alley off the air, and it goes back to then, those days.
Good Lord, Anne Kay.
Where was she from again?
She's from my dreams, Tony.
Okay, that was it.
She's from the Carolinas.
Right.
I always forget which one.
I was going to think of it near Fishtown, but it wasn't.
No.
Right.
She says, is south of Fishtown, Tony.
South of Fishtown. We've got to be south of Fishtown. thanks for the great birthday show last week. That's right, you didn't know it, but last Tuesday was my birthday, and that was a great show to help you celebrate. I also am thoroughly enjoying the Riot Ready Pay What You Will Fuck Your Walls download from the week before, as well as the equally invigorating Riot Ready Anus of Oppression, also available on the Bandcamp page.
Did you say Anus of Oppression?
Agents.
Oh, Agents. I thought you said Anus of Oppression.
I may be slightly slurring or something this week.
Yeah.
But maybe Agents of Oppression.
Yes.
There you go. So yes, you must enjoy this.
He's great. Yeah, if we'd known it was your birthday, we would have wished you a happy birthday, of course. I think I did mention that to Anne Kay on her Facebook page when I found out it was her birthday.
Right.
And thank you for the brilliant comment. You know we love you.
Thank you very much.
With Tony, it's a wonderful love. With me, it's a slightly dirty one.
There you go.
Yeah. I think she only sends us comments so she can swear on Facebook, to be honest.
She does swear well.
She does. She's an excellent swearer.
Excellent swearer.
Well done, NK.
South of Fishtown.
South of Fishtown, yeah.
yeah, that's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Two songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the Cavemen, but first up is a bit of a legend. Neville Staple has only got a new album out, the Neville Staple Band. This is Neville and Sugary Staple.
Ooh.
And they brought out an album on Cleopatra Records called Rude Rebels, which I listened to this afternoon. And you know what? It's classic Nev, if I may say that.
Right.
It's classic Nev. You're going to love it. Make sure that you check out that. Actually, make sure you check out the website, which is
NevilleStaple.com.
OriginalRudeBoy.co.uk. Paulie Vincent 2, Tony 1, and this is Beers 1.
Let's dance together and be as one. Hear the music and the rhythm, we can have some fun. Let's dance together, you know we are one. Come and make we skank till the morning come. Stand your feet, feel the beat. Move your body cause the music's so sweet. Loosen up now, don't delay. We gonna dance for your better day. Let's dance together and be as one. Hear the music and the rhythm, we can have some fun. Let's dance together, you know we are one. Come and make we stand till the morning come.
Around the world, show some love, no guns, no war. We must unite and make a stand.
Sing the long all over the land. Let's dance together and be as one. Hear the music and the rhythm, we can have some fun. Let's dance together, you know we are one. Come and make we stand till the morning
Jouster.
We'll be right back.
listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Cavemen and a track called Burnout for Love, which is the A-side of their new single, which is out right now on, I believe, Dirty Water Records, I think. What is their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/TheCavemenNZ.
It is indeed. It's Tony T, Paul of the Internet 2, NZ, standing for New Zealand. Of course, The Cavemen originally from New Zealand, now based in London, and almost constantly touring the world, Tony.
Oh, excellent.
They are. They've got that. That Kiwi Australasian backpacking bug. And they've got their transit going all over. They've got the ute, mate, and they're going all over the country. Absolutely brilliant. Do get the chance to check them out live. They are touring in autumn and they're touring all over Europe and I believe the rest of the world, but they have got a date at the Dome in London in later autumn, and we'll be hopefully playing more from them in the future because they are prolific.
Yeah,
indeed.
Good band.
Tony, did you do anything last week?
I've been ill.
Have you? That's not like you.
I'm not constantly ill, but yeah.
You are.
I'm not. No, since Friday afternoon has felt a bit under the weather with throat, and then I've been in bed all weekend. So as of today, I think the first day really I've been out of bed, so I'm still a bit shitty. But that's why I might not be speaking properly.
I think you get run down because you work too hard.
It's been mentioned.
Has it now?
Yeah. Steph said the same thing. And some of the guys at work said it. One guy at work told me I need to smoke more weed.
Well, I think he's right.
The fact is that I don't smoke any. It's probably maybe the problem.
I was about to say, I still think you don't have enough red meat. But perhaps marijuana is the answer.
Maybe something like that.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm certainly lacking in something. Could be light. Could be meat. Could be weed. I don't know. But
weed.
Could be.
It's what every true man needs.
In it. But yeah, so I'm a bit out of it. But I'm a lot better than I was a day ago. So
you're feeling better now, it's
important. Yeah.
I went to Oslo.
You did? How well was it?
That's enough to make anybody's wallet ill. Great show. Thank you very much to Maureen Younger and Jeremy O'Donnell for coming along with me. The flight there was relatively painless, a little bit late. The flight back was, I'll come back to Oslo in a minute, but the flight back was an hour and a half late. And it wasn't supposed to go until 9:30 at night anyway, and it meant that I got back to Stansted with literally minutes before the last train back to Bishop Stortford, where my car was parked, and I got on the train with seconds to spare.
Wow.
And then, but it meant I didn't get back to Stortford at 1 o'clock, didn't get home till 3:15 in the morning, thus meaning I'd had a very exhausting weekend, but not as exhausting as what happened to my wallet. Every time I go to Oslo, Tony, something happens that I'm not expecting. This time round, I forgot to put myself anywhere to stay. So if I'm on stage, I said, hey, if anybody's got a sofa or anything, do you think I could maybe borrow it tonight? Anyway, these lovely ladies said, actually, yeah, we've got a spare sofa you could have. I went, oh, that'd be fantastic. So I said that I'd go out for a drink with them afterwards before we, went back and all that. So we go for this drink, and one of them said they wanted red wine, others said they wanted red wine. I went, oh, I'll get this, it's fine. I got a bottle of red wine, Tony, 600 kroner.
And what's that?
60 quid.
Ooh.
60 quid, 5 glasses of red wine. I got 1 glass of red wine for £60. The hotel that I could have booked was only 70.
Wow.
Yeah. I had my head in my hands. I actually insisted on them buying another bottle just so I could get 2 glasses of wine.
Wow.
Oh, good God. Yeah, and so once again, completely screwed. And then I got my car MOT'd this morning, and I was worried about it, Tony. You know, you worry about these things, don't you, when you're getting your car MOT'd. You worry about things that might go wrong. Well, in terms of what went wrong on the MOT of my car this time, my car failed its MOT. Do you want to take a guess as to what my car failed its MOT on?
Too much smoke.
Too much smoke, good idea. Anything else?
Not enough
red meat. What, not red enough meat, red meat?
Yeah, more weed needed, possibly. Not enough tread in your tyres.
Not enough tread, that would be good,
Yeah. Don't know, what is it?
Back seat, Tony.
Right.
What? Half the back seat won't lock. You know how they fit into, they click into place, don't they, on a hatch?
Right, oh yeah.
That lock's bust.
Is that it?
Yeah, so my car has failed its MOT on the basis of the back seat isn't quite right.
Yeah.
So I can't legally drive my car until I sort out the back. Can you believe this?
Can you just it's not drive it from the back seat? Maybe.
Well, I have been accused of being a backseat driver last time.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, so basically I have to get a new back seat because the locking mechanism or something isn't something that they do as replacement. So
right.
So basically the garage that tried to sort the MOT out are now looking around the scrap yards of Nottinghamshire for a Peugeot 305 back seat. I don't...
Wow.
And they're hoping to fix it by Thursday. I just like, yeah, thanks guys, that's brilliant, well done. So the car's fine. Oh yeah, 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 the car's fine. Engine fine, yeah. Tap it's, yeah. Big end, yeah. Exhaust, yeah. Everything fine, yeah. Back seat, no problem with back seat, mate.
Oh dear.
Yeah,
well, I thought that we even checked.
Yeah, I know. Why should it matter?
Yeah.
Why should take seat out? I just wouldn't have a back seat. I didn't think to say that to them. Can't we just pretend we've taken the back seat out?
Yeah.
Well, so that was that anyway.
Okay.
I just got upset about it for a bit, but then it hasn't cost too much. It was only 100 quid. I'd say it was less than 2 bottles of red wine in Oslo.
That's true.
Yeah, that's digging it. So yeah, it's fine. Shall we play something from the vaults?
Yes.
Now, I've been a big fan of this band Restless for many years, since the mid-80s, in fact, and I was lucky enough to get to know them a few years ago, and I actually wrote the sleeve notes for an album of theirs that came out God knows how long ago, probably 6 years ago maybe, and the album this track is taken from is called Seconds Out, which I named.
Oh,
I named this album. I got a text from the drummer on a Sunday morning saying, Paul, have you got any ideas for what we can call our album? Because we haven't got any ideas at all, and we need an answer by midday in Finland. And it was like 10:30 in the morning, so I just sent them a load of ridiculous things, and one of them just said Seconds Out. They went, actually, we really like Seconds Out, we're going to call it that. Mark, the lead singer, is a big fan of boxing.
Oh, okay.
So the album's called Seconds Out. What I'm saying is, if you decide to get this album after hearing this song, and you should, it's very, very good, you can rest in the knowledge that you know the bloke who named it, me.
Mm.
Anyway, Restless are in the last knockings of their life, so to speak, in that they're doing gigs this year with the lineup that features Steve Whitehouse, better known from Frenzy and the Sharks, and Ben Cooper, and then next year they're going to do their last tour when they were a four-piece rather than a three-piece, so they're getting back the late 80s lineup featuring Mick Malone as well. This is a lot more information than you need, really, Tony. This is like Pierre Hollins talking about his book. What I'd like to know is, what is Restless's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/restlessband.
Facebook.com/restless-74846431858115. Why is that, Tony?
They ain't got a set for you, have they?
I haven't set a default URL. I might actually send them a message showing them how to do it.
Yeah, do that.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? So anyway, that makes it Paulie the Internet 3, Tony 2, and this is Restless. There I was gone.
When I hit the floor running, I snuck up right behind her, but she didn't see me coming. I did my party trick and made them disappear. 20 minutes later and the coast was clear. I was floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me, cause I was gone. Let me tell you, I was real gone. Let me tell you, I was gone, gone, gone. Let me tell you, I was real gone, gone, gone. Let me tell you, I was floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me, cause I was gone. It was much too late. Yours are rude, truly can't do much to wait. A rooftop jumping like a bat out of hell, sucking up the red like Lugosi himself. Well, I was hoping like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me, cause I was gone. Let me tell you, I was real gone. Let me tell you, I was gone, gone, gone. everybody won't forget about me, cause I was gay. Everybody won't forget about me, cause I was gone. Let me tell you, I was real gone. Let me tell you, I was gone, gone, gone. Let me tell you, I was real gone, gone, gone. Let me tell you, I was floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me. Floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me. Floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me, cause I was gone.
You're listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Restless. There I was gone. What a cracking rock and rolling number that is, and no mistake, mister. Have you got any gigs?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh,
still not right.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing. Where are they playing? Who are they playing with? How much is it to watch them play? It doesn't have to be in the UK, it is international. All gigs seed with thanks, because you're not sending them. You're not sending this week, so I found one of my own. And it's another one I can't possibly shut down. So it's another one of these punk for the homeless gigs.
Why can't you possibly shut this down?
Because they're homeless.
Right. Is that you're working on the basis that as long as technically the people have nowhere to live, you can't close down their establishment?
Exactly. That's all what right. I'm thinking of.
I like the way your mind works.
Let's have misunderstood something somewhere.
I think you have, Tony. Right. Anyway,
gotcha.
That's fine.
I think they're doing 2 days this weekend, but I'm concentrating on the Sunday, which is the Arboretum in town in Nottingham.
Right.
So it's a bit of an afternoon event. It's like it's noon till six. There's various bands on, including the fantastic Three Stone Monkey.
Oh, brilliant!
Mental Wealth are playing, Yogurt Weavers, Radioactive Rats. There's a few things. Noose. More bands listed on the Pagotwa on our Facebook page. So facebook.com/punkyradio, you can see all the bands playing. It is free, it's a charity event. It's if it's the Arboretum, I assume it's outdoors, as it would be. So check if you're in this Nottingham area this Sunday, do check it out. But also on the day before, it's I haven't got the details, but I know they're playing a gig at the Summit Centre again.
The Sumac.
Let's call the old thing off. So if you can't make Sunday, if you look it up, there's a Sumac Centre gig the day before, which I think it's a suggested donation, I think, at the Sumac Centre.
Yeah.
It's a fiver, they say. But
yeah, Sumac, what you do is you walk in and you offer to pay some money for the food and you offer to pay some money for the gig. But if you haven't got any money, it doesn't matter because they're nice people.
They are.
And it's just a ridiculous place to go. It's great fun. And we will be going there at the end of October when Crash Induction are playing there. And we'll have more information about that soon. But thanks to Iron Mike for getting in touch to let us know that they're coming to our town, Tony.
Excellent. They're very close to your house.
Very close to my house, yeah. I do like it when bands are so keen for me to see them that they get a gig 5 minutes down the road.
Excellent.
Very handy.
Yeah, I should also be there. As long as I'm not doing anything else, which, let's face it, ain't likely.
Yeah.
I should be there.
And we'll be drinking very strong organic booze, and I'll start wobbling about.
I don't know about that. That was quite strong last time I tried it. I was quite ill. But yeah, maybe.
Well, as I say, you're always ill.
But yeah, after all that, the rums and the organic scrumpy ciders and things, yeah, I was.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
You're right.
Absolutely fabulous.
But yeah, that's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We're going to play two songs in a row again.
Excellent.
This is something I've wanted to say for a long time, Tony. Stay tuned for Puppy and the Handjobs.
Ooh.
But first up, Bloodcocks UK, Tony. Now, we played a couple of tracks from them recently from their latest album, Hot Sushi, out on Squid Hat Records. And we're going to play the title track this week.
Okay.
Because we're not very good at playing the title track of albums. I always seem to go through the albums and find things halfway down I want to play rather than the one that should be the lead track for the album because it's called it. But anyway, we've got around to it. We're just about to play it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Bloodcocks UK's website?
Bloodcocksuk.com.
It is. Tony 3, Paulie B, and Internet 3. Now, I will just say briefly about Bloodcocks UK. They are famous, or so famous, they have an unassailable record in the United States, which is they are the only American band never to play America.
Ah, okay.
It's that band. Absolutely brilliant. Enjoy this. Hot Sushi.
Like a shot fox.
Oh, no, 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 stop.
Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Puppy and the Handjobs and Fuck the World.
Nice.
Yeah. Fantastic. Now, they are on the Black Gladiator imprint that's come through via Slovenly. Oh, I sound like I know what I'm talking about. And they are the latest project all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, do you remember that thing we did a couple of years ago when we got this fantastic compilation of I think it was actually cool because we played a band called Lost Cassettes, didn't we, last week? But that was called Lost Cassettes DIY Punk from the 90s, and it was this all these crazy people in the States that had brought out, got bands together to do one song and then gone again.
Yeah.
Well, it's the guy from that, I think it's called JP, but it's the guy from that, his latest project is Puffy and the Handjobs. And I can't find a website for them, so we're just going to not have the point here, all right? Yeah. Type in Puffy and the Handjobs, and you will find what you're looking for.
Ooh.
Well, because you could easily not, couldn't you?
That is true.
Could be absolutely awful. And Puppy, the lead singer, apparently likes to perform naked or in a nappy.
Right.
I know, there's a lot to look forward to with this band. That's an EP that's come out by then, by the way. It's only got like 5 or 6 tracks on it, I think. But if you did like that, make sure you check them out. We will be playing another song from Puppy and the Handjobs in the next few weeks. I love them.
Unless you consider gigging with Three Stone Monkey, that would be an experience.
Oh, mate, hey, off the sheet. Off the sheet. That would be... you can't call it Hands Across the Ocean, can you?
No.
It would just be Atlantic... cross-Atlantic weirdness on a grand scale. Are you doing anything this week?
It's going to be a working week, as per the usual. Been ill, so I didn't manage to work over the weekend, so I'm even more behind.
Oh no!
But yeah, so it's work for me. What are you up to?
Yeah, I'm working as well.
Yeah.
But we have got and my car's going back in on Thursday when I'll find out more random stuff about it, I imagine.
Mine's due actually. Now you mentioned it.
I'm sorry, Paul. We've had to fail your MOT on your car's aura. Or something, you know. Oh, yours is June as well, is it?
Yeah, it's definitely September. I had an email reminder not about a week ago, so...
But yours will be fine, because yours is less than 15 years old.
I don't know. Well, last year mine failed on too much smoke. I don't even know what that meant. Too much smoke.
You see, marijuana would take care of that.
It would, wouldn't it? You see?
It would, yeah. But anyway, as you pointed out, we did have a very long section earlier on in the show, so we're going to keep this pretty short. Well, pretty short.
Okay.
Because I have a little bit of an extra gig guidey thing. We will be pushing this gig more in a few weeks' time. But it's going to be Polyfest in London again this autumn, Tony. You might remember. It's the tribute to polystyrene from X-Ray Specs show, which is a charity event that happens once a year in North London. And... this year it is being headlined, co-organised, sorted out by none other than Fuzzbox, aka we've got a Fuzzbox and we're going to use it. Interesting facts about Fuzzbox, didn't know this, Tony. Fuzzbox are the most successful all-girl British band ever that play their own instruments.
All-girl British band. Okay.
So not as successful as Bananarama, who didn't.
And Spice Girls, I guess.
Who didn't,
yeah.
And all that sort of thing, but and Girls Aloud, who didn't. But in terms of an all-girl band playing their own instruments, Fuzzbox are the most successful British band ever, and that's amazing. And you can find out more about Polyfest, actually, by going via the Fuzzbox official website, Tony, which is...
fuzzbox.co.uk?
Sorry, I meant Facebook. Sorry, Facebook page.
Facebook.com/... Fuzzbox official?
Facebook.com/official Fuzzbox.
Really?
Official Fuzzbox, yeah. Sorry, mate. Yeah, that was my fault twice there. Facebook.com/official Fuzzbox. Check them out. Check out the page. I've got no idea how to pronounce the name of this tune. It's AWGUI, all in capital letters and exclamation marks. You might be, oh, Guy? Might be. It's very interesting. Enjoy this. Fuzzbox, WGAF. Oh, Guy! Or something.
It's a morning and life is so B-O-R-I-N-G. I hide under the covers, I don't want to get out of my B-E-D. I need some motivation, some divine inspiration to get O-U-T. So I reach for the radio, I turn it up loud, and I'm like, O-M-G.
Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, what was I going to just add about Fuzzbox there? Oh, yeah, that they Fuzzbox, for those of you that don't know, were big in the second half of the 1980s, carried on into the 90s, and everything fell apart a bit, and then you didn't know what was going to happen. They tried a couple of reunions, they didn't really work out, and then they got back together in 2010, but by then the drummer had become a school teacher, but she did say that they were allowed to get back together without her, which I thought was very nice of her, and very school teachery.
Right.
Yeah. She said, but if you get a bad drummer, you'll be in detention. Yeah. So anyway, they have been doing gigs ever since, and that was, I should have mentioned as well, a new recording, a new release. They've got some new stuff out, which is brilliant. And hello, Fuzzbox. And we were offered the opportunity to interview Vix, the lead singer, but as you know, we're terribly lazy people. We can't be bothered to sort that sort of thing out. So we've actually turned down interviewing the lead singer of Fuzzbox because it's too much hard work. It's just pathetic, isn't it?
Ah, well.
Yeah, but anyway, hi to Vix, if on the off chance you are listening, and I would have loved to spoken to you, but technology just gets in the way.
It does.
It does. Have you got a triad?
No.
Brilliant. What are you going to say then?
I'm going to remind people about it, for a start, because we've got a new theme tune now, which we're not going to play, because, you know, we haven't got a twat. But if you do want
no
to hear...
No twat, no song.
No twat, no song, that's our motto.
Yeah.
So if you can...
NTNS, Tony. Nutness.
That's right.
Nutness.
It's nutness. Yeah, so if you do want to hear the song, and also as a bonus have someone twatted, if you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name. Ooh. where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All tracks read with thanks. Every track responded to. Can't do the feature without you, so if you can email me, that would be marvellous. In lieu of twat, I have been pushing...
I did twat song this week.
Could you?
Yeah, the bar where the red wine was 60 quid a bottle.
Ooh,
yeah. It's called Pedro's. And it was remarked that Pedro, the man himself, was there. And it was remarked that shortly after I bought the bottle of wine, Pedro came and sat down with us and was apparently all smiles. Yeah, of course he fucking was. I just paid him 60 quid for a bottle of bloody plonk, didn't I?
Oh dear.
Shocking.
It is shocking, actually.
But I might have to go back there.
That's true. So yeah, in lieu of twat, I've been talking about this website Podchaser as an alternative to the Apple iTunes chart, because hey, not everyone uses Apple, and their chart is a bit weird. So Podchaser's a new website, or a website starting out, which has its podcast directory, so you could see lists of podcasts and vote for them and review them, and it's just a bit of a repository, as opposed to a suppository. That's something different. If you go to our page, podchaser.com.
I'm just enjoying your positories, Tony.
I know. Our page is podchaser.com/punkyradio. Not many podcasts are getting reviewed at the moment, so if you can review us, actually, it really would help us out.
Yeah.
It'd be great news. And we've got 5 at the moment. So if you can push us up, that'd be marvellous. If you do reviews, I will read them out. 5 stars only, obviously. And we've had a new one, hence I'm reading it out.
Let's hear it.
Norse 1990 has been in touch.
Blimey.
To say, and it's 5 stars. Each week, Punky Radio plays great tracks from a few bands you'll recognise, and even more tracks from bands you have not. A great place to hear music with an attitude. If you're looking to find soothing acoustic music, keep searching. Everything punky comes with an edge. It's the reason Punky Radio is one of the longest running podcasts on the internet. Thank you very much, Mr. Norse, or Miss Norse.
Absolutely brilliant. Know. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. That will no doubt do somebody some good at some point.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, yeah, if you're hanging about around there, do drop a review to us, 5 stars only.
Yeah, and check it out. It's a good website to check out. If you do listen to podcasts and you want to find some more, why not check it out?
It's a good place to go.
Yeah.
Shall we play one last song?
Why not?
How about some Italian garage punk from a brand new EP that's out now? Now, what's this out on? Oh, now I can't remember whether this is Dirty Water or Slovenly. This is Dirty Water, I think. Band called The Dirtiest, Tony.
Okay.
Formed in 2015 and made up of most of the guys in the band had been in other garage punk and punk bands before. They brought out an EP that is entirely in Italian.
Ooh.
Which means that I have to pronounce the song.
Right.
All right. What is the Dirtiest's website?
Thedirtiest.it?
Get in, Tony. Yes, it is. Information technology comes back to save you. It's Tony 4, probably being Internet 4. It's an honorary draw. It's 4-4. And here we go with De Gassi Spia. We'll be right back.
down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the show. It did just occur to me, Tony, that the title of that track could have been, if I'd had an Italian mechanic, could have been a reason why my car had failed its MOT. When I said, why has my car failed its MOT? The gas is spilla.
It would have been a better reason, wouldn't it?
It would have been a much better reason than, yeah, it's your back seat, mate. What? Yeah. Maybe you could mention the online stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Padunk Radio. It's PODUNKRadio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE.
And I don't think we're going to bump into any of you this week, but no. We'll have more information next week about something, I would think. I'd hope.
Let's hope so.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog.
But you can't.